Blog Talk Radio.
Mike Mays, helping fans navigate the story lines of sports. And we're in our new studios here, high up in the winning area of Charlie Sheen's neighborhood. And as you can see, things are just fantastic. With that long version of Billy Preston, will it go round in circles? Lakers losing four in a row. Yeah, their paychecks are still going round in circles. Lots of zeros at the end of their paychecks with only two games remaining. Lakers have lost four games in a row. Do they have that magical switch that they're going to flip? Last year they turned it on at the end of the season going into the playoffs. This year, after the All-Star break, going 16-1, then losing four in a row, do they flip it on Sunday against Oklahoma City at Staples Center with a new and improved look? with Kendrick Perkins in the middle, followed up 2 days later by San Antonio, first team in the NBA to crack the 60-win mark. Lakers needed that seventh game at home versus Boston last year. They were down by 13 points late in the third quarter of that seventh game. And if it wasn't for some home calls and some deers with their eyes being blinded by the headlights of Staples Center, Boston would have been hanging one up in the rafters of TD Gardens, or as we affectionately call it, Medevac Arena, for the antics pulled with Paul Pierce and the wheelchair back in 2008. Lakers have 55 wins. Miami has 55 wins, but they have the tiebreaker against the Lakers. Boston, 55 wins. They have the tiebreaker against the Lakers. Chicago, 59 wins. So virtually, any team could have that home court advantage against the Lakers if they make it out of the West. The way it stacks up right now, if the Lakers, the number two team, play the number seven team, Portland, that's not going to be easy. Portland is at 47-33. And it's quite possible that the Lakers get passed up and drop down to the three position, and then they play the number six team, which would be New Orleans. It's even conceivable that Denver could slide down into that sixth position, but not likely. What's going on with the Lakers? Are they just too comfortable with being able to play better defense and play better offense at the flip of a switch? Coast to Coast, call in the Sports Maze at 877-552-4061, 877-552-4061. This show brought to you by Stiffy Automotive Products, STIFFY. Have you got yours today? That's Stiffy Automotive Products. If you do any off-roading, you know you need an antenna on your vehicle. And for the finest in quick-release products, call Stiffy or go online to stiffy.com. Tell them you heard Mike at Sports Maze, and you will receive free shipping on that item. Also, we'd like to thank Andrew Silver at Drew's Tickets for his support. That's drewstickets.com for the best prices and best location on real tickets, coast to coast, D-R-E-W-S, tickets.com, Drew's Tickets. Let them know that you heard this on Sports Maze with Mike Maze, and you'll receive 10% off on your order and free shipping. DrewsTickets.com. Area code 888-698-1486. How do you feel in Chicago? You have the sweetheart of the league in Derrick Rose. Definitely going to be the MVP. Kobe was cruising there up until four games. He was coming on fast around that three-quarter mark into the final stretch, and the Lakers let him down. That's just what happens sometimes. And he's one technical foul away from being ejected for a game. Speaking about being ejected, What's going on at Dodger Stadium? You think this is something new where people are getting their butts kicked outside or inside of a Dodger game? This is just Raider football at a Dodger game. Same group of thugs, same activities. And there's a guy that's clinging on to his life because he wore a Giants uniform at a Dodger game. Take the Dodgers, City of Los Angeles, and Major League Baseball a week to make a half-tangible statement about this. But really, this problem had been identified years ago, and you knew it wasn't going to go away. But it takes something as tragic as this to enhance the safety of fans at the game. Same group of fans that beat up a Pittsburgh Steelers fan at a Raider game back at the Coliseum years ago. Same group of fans that came down to LA Live at Staples Center after the Lakers defeated Orlando in game 6 of the 2009 finals. This is the fans that weren't just watching at the ESPN zone and neighboring restaurants, but that came down extra happy, but didn't act happy. They were throwing cherry bombs and fireworks and beer bottles at the police until there was a crescendo of a riot breaking out. So what's going to go on at Dodger Stadium? You have the ex-police chief from L.A. there, who was the former police chief of Boston, with the former owner of the Red Sox, who has half his fortune being taken away from him, who really is not very credible anyway. What you need is airport security. Every car that's going to approach Dodger Stadium from the 4 or 5 entry points and within a 2-mile radius has to be searched to make sure that people are just not so drunk out of their mind trying to get around the $10 cerveza charge. That's what happens. No one wants to pay $10 for a beer. So they buy 24 cans for $19 and party out and then come in with a heck of an attitude. I don't know what else people are buzzed on besides beer, but it's just that there's no respect for one another. And Janice Hahn, it was a one-term mayor of Los Angeles. This is his sister. And she's running for an office that is being vacated by Jane Harmon. And she goes, She's saying, what I would do is just tell these people, knock it off and cool it. If they're saying something vulgar, she is living in la-la land. You're going to tell a guy tatted up his neck who's drinking, having a good old time with his homeboys, to knock it off. You're not living in reality. What you do is you move away from the seats that you paid your hard money for, and you don't have an altercation. You don't call the security and point to these people, because they'll knock you in your head, and they'll take the consequences. It's a different time in society than when you can just point your finger and say, hey, he's the one, or those guys are cursing. It's just not like that anymore, Jane. And if you were in my district, I certainly wouldn't vote for you just based on the fact that you were so detached from the reality. No, you don't point the finger at these violent types and stay in your seat, because they'll remember you. And you think a few days in jail is going to stop these people or it's going to bother them? No, it's another badge of courage to do something like that. In the meantime, feel bad for all my fellow NFL fans that are not going to have the pleasure of enjoying the fantasy leagues and the preseason hoopla, which has made the NFL such a strong brand going around the four seasons. But everybody's fighting for those dollars, trying to screw the rookies out of enjoying their day in the sun, where they get to go to New York, get their contract, and not give these warriors health care for the rest of their lives, when statistically their lives are shortened by 20% and greater because of the game that they play to earn money for themselves and the owners. And they're just an interchangeable cog on the field. Come on now. With a 3.5-year career, you can make a lot of arguments against the fans, the players' behavior, but give them their health care for the rest of their lives. Take care of the players that have already played. Why should they have to depend upon handouts to get medicine for, you know, arthritis or things of that nature? And shame on you, players of modern day, not making that a real sticking point of your argument. Because it was the Blandas and the Ottos and the Websters and the players that preceded them and came after them that were playing purely for the love of the game, for $100,000 a year, and to be able to get a good job in the off season, you know, as a handshaker at a car dealership or at an insurance agency or at a casino to help pay the rest of their mortgage payments. But that's not the way today's modern athlete is. So out of touch with reality. There should be some type of way to protect the athlete from themselves by taking 30% of their gross pay and just holding it so they'll have money the rest of their lives, even if it's just the interest on their contracts. But who would want an agent that demands that of their players to save 30% of their money in tax-free, conservative investments that their baby's mamas can't get to? Just makes too much sense. You're in the Sports Maze with Mike Maze. We'll be with you on Sunday at 10 p.m. till midnight. Thanks for listening. I'm out of here. Bye-bye.